Peter Ben wants on the line once again. Peter, what's happening?
Well, I've just been over to the eastern side of the city, which now appears to have been completely liberated. Green Square, there are already about 30 cars driving around firing their weapons in the air. There's some prisoners there as well, looking very terrified. But, I mean, you know, people are... One fighter who walked past me said, you know, CERT is free. Well, it's not quite true. I mean, what situation is that there's probably an area, we reckon it's about 1 square mile. I'm just standing in front of it at the moment. And it's these tall buildings in District 2 that I described to you before, which you know, the commanders have called the high-rises, which they always thought was going to be difficult. And there's just been... They've brought up rockets and tanks, and they are really, really shelling this at the moment. There's a very, very tall wall of black smoke right in front of me, and every couple of minutes, you know, a salvo of rockets goes over into these buildings. I mean, none of these guys is like... That was a rocket going into one of the buildings then. No one's taking any chances here about getting killed last day or last couple of days. And it appears that this is where most of the Gaddafi forces are held up.
I'm just looking at a detailed satellite map of CERT, and I'm trying to work out exactly where you are. I've got Green Square. Are there schools near this fort-like block?
I know. It's kind of like a downtown area. I mean, one of the buildings I'm looking straight ahead at is it's kind of a flashy belt building, which has kind of been very heavily hit. Then there are a series of, there's a couple of piles of cranes, and then what looks like a series of, to the left, the big blocky thing, there's a series of tall buildings. I'm not even sure that they're finished. Tall concrete buildings that extend for 600-800 meters towards the west. I mean, most of the civilians, there were a lot of civilians left the city this morning that we saw. Been an awful lot of people captured. I mean, the people left inside there, I can't see that many residential houses in the district that I'm looking at. It's just kind of big square buildings that look like office buildings.
How close to the coast is that kilometre square you're talking about?
I guess that it is probably between 500 metres and a kilometre back. Although it's hard to tell from the angle that I'm at. When I went over to the east to go to Green Square, the idea was that we were going to try and drive along the road that goes parallel to the coast, that isn't the coast road, to try and reach the building from a different direction. But about 800-900 meters from this large building, you come into the flooded area again, and there was quite a lot of outgoing fire coming down the street there, so we decided to pull back. What I'm seeing right now is that one of the pro-government Katibas units is now driving down the road in front of me towards this area with pickups with their anti-aircraft guns and recoilless rifles. Now, when they tried to do this a bit earlier, they had to retreat, and it looks as though they've decided that they're going to have another go at trying to enter this area.
So is the coast road totally clear now?
We tried to reach the coast road. It is clear, certainly we know, most of the way down towards the middle of the oblong, because of where the fighting is, which is to kind of the right of the city centre of the coast. I'm not sure the coast road will be passable all the way down. I think that will be where the last of the Gaddafi backed up to. The other thing that we've seen, as I said, quite a few prisoners. One group we saw being treated quite well, but another man who was being taken away in a pickup truck, and I'm afraid this isn't for the first time I've seen this, was being beaten, in this case with what looked like a truck as he was being taken away from the front.
You were saying earlier that you thought the fighting was concentrated on this fort. Is that still your impression?
Yes, it is. I mean, I think there are probably some other buildings that are occupied by pro-Gaddafi forces. But it's in this immediate area, and that's where most of the smoke is coming from, and that's where we're seeing the rockets land, in that area, and behind that building.
Okay, Peter, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.